Speaking of people who've been waiting for almost more than a year, Greg O'Mahony joins us for the final sports discussion of the year. And Greg, you're not in the studio. You're joining us live from where?
The car park of the Wacker Oval,
Jules. Wow, that's the place to be at the moment.
It is. It's only about 55 degrees here. I feel like Lawrence of Arabia. I can't tell you how hot it is. It's almost 6 o'clock at night, and honestly, it must still be 38 degrees. It's just ridiculous.
It is a good thing that you look so dashing in a caftan. But have you been there for work-related reasons or just a bit of holiday, Greg?
Oh, a bit of a combination of both, Jules. One of the beautiful things this afternoon is seeing so many people leave the ground 2 hours ago to catch the last show. It's just, it really has thinned out the crowd, and I think Cricket Australia could have done a much better job at sort of segueing in with you and trying to work out exactly when it was you were going to go to air for the one last time.
All right. Well, on the off chance that people are more interested in, say, the national pastime cricket than the final episode of RN Drive, what's happened there today? Has it gone ahead? It sounds like it hasn't been raining, at least.
Oh, the game's gone on. It's a wonderful tribute to you and the show, Jules. and what we have seen is quite an even-sided affair. Australia struggled early, bounced back quite massively on the back of a brilliant innings by Haddon and Steve Smith. Haddon, unfortunately, has just got out, and Australia's now 6 for 270. It is pretty evenly poised. The one thing you'd have to say, the English team look absolutely exhausted having spent the day in the field. If they have to field tomorrow, and predictions are that it's going to be north of 40 degrees, you wouldn't rule out seeing stretches on the Wacker Oval at some point tomorrow afternoon.
Although the way Mitchell Johnson's bowling at the moment, you wouldn't rule that out any time, would you?
That's true. You could be playing in Hobart in the middle of winter, and stretches could be on the cards, Jules. That's absolutely right. As fate would have it, the English supporters are apparently gathering tonight, the Barmy Army, at a hotel in Perth called the Lucky Shag, which you got to think one thing that's not on their minds tonight is the word lucky. They've had a very, very tough season so far, and the way this test has started, it's going to be very difficult for them, I think, to get across the line at the Wacker.
But enough of sports that we actually care about, Greg. We prefer to talk about either literature or obscure sports like boxing, and in particular that noted author Mike Tyson, who has had a few troubles at customs, I understand. Was he trying to get into England to pick up the a literary award or something like that?
It's a very sad story, Jules. He certainly wasn't trying to get there to start studying at Cambridge, but he's got knocked back by customs at Heathrow Airport trying to attend his own book launch at a bookshop in London. It was a very, very sad thing. He argued the point for about 2 hours before jumping on a plane to Paris, where he hosted an impromptu book launch at a Parisian bookshop. Unfortunately, he didn't let the owner know that he was going to do that. And halfway during his speech, was asked to keep it down. People were trying to, quietly go about buying books. And it was just, anyone who can see the speech on YouTube, it's worth having a look. He read briefly from the book. And when I say briefly, he read about half of chapter 8. And yeah, it's an unforgettable experience if you've got time.
I mean, I just want to clarify a couple of things. When you say argued the point, what does that actually mean when Mike Tyson's arguing? And what does it mean jumped on a plane as well?
Well, when you talk about Mike Tyson taking a point or arguing a point, he doesn't do it with words. Let's not beat around the bush. It was a very violent altercation, as I understand it, at Heathrow. And, people have wondered, would the book read as well out loud as it does in your head? And I've got to say it does. I think it stands the test of time. It doesn't matter. There's no talk yet of a French translation, but you could just see even the non-English speaking people in the bookshop who were present when he read from it. So they seemed to be quite moved by it, the intonation in his voice, the sort of storytelling narrative. I think he's got a lot to give the world of literature, and hopefully it repays him in spades.
Well, Greg O'Mahony, throughout the last couple of years, you have been absolutely perfect in your commitment to the job, no matter where you've been. And we hope that, you and whoever's at that hotel that you'll be attending tonight will have a couple of quiet ones for the end of Friday Drive for 2013.
That's great, Jules. Congrats and all the best.
Thank you very much, Greg O'Mahony there. And that's it for Friday Drive for this year. Excuse me. And it for me in this shift. Thank you very much to everyone who's been involved with Friday Drive, all in Sydney and Melbourne, Ali Benton, Anne-Marie de Bettencourt, Simon Aveling, who seems to be making some sort of subtle but hard-to-follow point in the final musical act for the year. Everyone in the Melbourne studios and the Melbourne Drive team throughout the last couple of years, and I'm sure that somebody will take over this gig and do a far better job next year. But it's been great speaking with you, and there will be a little bit more of me, sadly enough, because next week will be the final show for 2013. We'll have some of the highlights, lawyers permitting, of this year on the radio. So this is Julian Morrow signing off for Friday Drive for 2013 and from RN, but I'll talk to you sometime soon.